Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
The best bits of Joy Drive.
Houston, we do not have a problem.
Sarah Webb, Joy Drive's astrophysicist.
Good afternoon, Sarah Webb.
Good afternoon.
Now, Sarah, it is Joy's Radiothon, which of course is one of our most important times for fundraising to keep us on air. And you're a regular contributor here on Joy Drive, who we love very, very much. Why is it important, Sarah, for you to have a voice on our community radio?
Oh my goodness, well, I love you guys very much as well. And I think what Joy does is so important because not only is it celebrating every type of human that is out there, it creates a beautiful environment for ideas to be shared, but it allows people to discuss important topics like science. And even though I love to joke about the idea that there's aliens out there in the universe, I think what we do is fundamental knowledge to help better inform our everyday lives. Where are we in this universe and how are we trying to understand it and then in turn trying to understand ourselves with it?
And of course, we love the chats that we have with you. And I know the Joy Drive family, from the feedback we get, love the chats today. So let's get on with one of the chats. Today we're going to be focusing on Mars. Now, you're saying that Mars could have some bit of salty water on it, could it?
We are, yes, today's a Mars special because she's a special place. And one of the new results that has come out of one of the Chinese, the Zhurong rover, has said that we found areas where we suspect there was salty, briny water on the surface that was only there for maybe a year or two. This is 400,000 years ago, so quite a while away, but was there and evaporated. And when it did, it left behind these really cool signature-looking dunes. And from that, we can try to figure out why was there water and why did it disappear?
Do we know why yet?
We think it had something to do with the way that Mars evolved. So it doesn't have a very strong magnetic field, unlike the Earth, so it's not very protected from the solar wind. And we think that possibly as the solar wind was able to rip more and more of the atmosphere away, that water was no longer able to be contained and was either locked, chemically locked within some of the particles on the soil, or the sand on Mars, or it was just blown into outer space.
Now, Sarah Webb, I understand that one of the rovers up there is taking a nap from which he may not wake.
It is.
How do they nap? Do they just put them in to shut down and then wake them up again later? Or how's it work?
Yeah, exactly like that. They're almost like little alien bears. So they're robot bears. So on the Martian surface, if you're a solar-powered rover, you can't get optimal sun all of the time. So sometimes in Martian winters, they will need to turn them offline for a little bit, let them conserve their power, and then turn them back when the sun quality is optimal. They're getting more light. And they did that with the Zhurong rover, so this one that gave us an amazing saltwater discovery, possibly. And what happened is it never woke up. And we think that there's too much dust covering its solar panels, and getting dust off of solar panels very hard on the Martian surface. And so if it doesn't wake up soon in the next couple of months, we might have to declare it done with its mission.
Oh. Wake up, little rover.
Yeah, I could find that quite sad.
Oh, mate.
It is sad, but they've done excellent work and they've helped us explore an alien planet. So,
but to be fair, it's just littering now, isn't it? We can't just have a whole planet full of sleeping robots.
No, and unfortunately Mars is starting to look like a bit of a robot.
Junkyard.
A little bit, but one of the ideas is that we have all of this metal that we've sent up there, and eventually if people go to Mars and we're going to try to set up scientific habitat, we can go and collect these dead rovers and use some of the equipment from them. So that's always nice.
Why can't we just point a gigantic magnet towards Mars? And they all come flying back.
I love it. Clean
now,
up Mars.
While we're still on Mars, you've got some data from Mars. Then you might be able to tell us why it's a dry planet. Tell us about that.
Yeah. Yeah, we have. So like what I said before, what we think it didn't have a good magnetic field, water started to evaporate. Part of this is we think the core inside Mars is very different to Earth. So we have a dynamo in the center of our planet with liquid metals that creates this magnetic field. Super important. We have no idea if Mars had that. We assume it did, but we're certain it doesn't have it now. And so using seismic activity, so Mars quakes from the surface of Mars quaking, we can measure that across the entire planet and figure out its core. And what we've found is that it is a super liquid core, but not with the things that we find here on the Earth. And it's quite, it's not as dense as the Earth's core. So it's very different. Which is exciting because it means that maybe these two planets formed completely differently, which is always interesting.
Fantastic. Sarah, always good to chat with you. We'll let you go and we'll chat with you in a couple of weeks' time.
Absolutely.
See you, Sarah. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.